We all as human beings have got to do better by one another. What I mean by this is we have to stop perpetuating and co-signing on ignorance and stupidity. An example of this is the belief shoved down the throats, more correctly, the minds of poor, disenfranchised African-American young boys, that the only way to obtain wealth and American societal acceptance is either through entertainment or sports. Particularly if you're a tall, broad, muscular black boy, you are taught almost from birth by African black parents and the dominant culture in this country, which is white, that the best shot at economic empowerment, white acceptance, and true freedom can only come from the self-imposed slavery of so-called professional sports. I'm specifically referring to football, or as I like to call it, the NHPPL, the National High-Paid Plantation League. The reason I'm digging in the rear end of the National Football League is simply because of this. Being a quote-unquote athlete in the NFL is one of the most physically and neurologically damaging professions in the world. What non-police military job do you know that one of the requirements is that you allow another human being to physically hurt you? If I said to you that I have a job for you, it pays millions of dollars. You only have to do it once a week. And the only thing you have to be willing to do is have another human being slam into you with the force of a moving car or someone hitting you with a sledgehammer. Boy, oh boy, doesn't that sound good? You know it doesn't. And if you do, I hate to break this to you, but there's something wrong with you. You may want to seek professional mental health help. This is what we are telling young men and now women in this country. What is truly repugnant and offensive to me is that this false dream of success and happiness is marketed mostly to young, poor, African black boys. Over 60% of the players in the NFL are black youth and men. The NFL itself reported that 28%, nearly 21,000 former NFL players will develop some form of brain damage, dementia. The NFL said this about itself. You know they're probably lying. The amount is probably higher than that. Today, many famous former NFL players are saying that they would not even allow their own children to play the sport. Even my brother from another mother, President Obama, said that he loves the sport but would not allow his own children to play it. When I heard my president and political homie say that, my heart hurt. What he said to me was that I know playing football is dangerous and unhealthy, but let poor people's children, desperate to get out of poverty, play it and become brain damaged by having their brain smacked around inside their skull like a baby rattle. Another thing that makes me itch about the NFL is that it portrays African-American men as screaming, snarling, savage animals, and then try to dress it up by calling it intense athleticism. Maybe this intense athleticism is why police, law enforcement, feel it's okay to shoot and kill black boys and men because they look at them each and every week, particularly on Sunday, as savage animals with superhuman strength and power. So in case you stop them at a traffic stop, of course you've got to shoot them 37 times. That makes you think, what does the NFL think about the Black Lives Matters movement? Maybe the NFL thinks a black life only matters when it's able to push through to a touchdown, survive a concussion, developing dementia, having brain damage. My name's Coley Tingala, and that's my take.